Welcome to the Fairy Tales of India, where we bring to you stories of kings and queens, of princes and fairies, and of crafty wizards and magical beasts. These are classic tales of adventure, magic, and drama from India, brought to you in a new avatar by Gatha Story. To learn more, visit MythsAndLegendsIndia.com. The Birth of Chyavana. The great Rishi Bhrigu was married to Pauloma. They spent their time together, devoted to each other. After some time, she became pregnant. One day, Bhrigu had gone out of his hermitage for some work, and his wife Pauloma was alone. A Rakshasa, also named Pauloma, came to visit Bhrigu. The Rishi's wife welcomed the Rakshasa and offered him food. The Rakshasa saw this beautiful lady and decided to carry her to his home. The Rakshasa observed that the sacrificial fire was burning bright in one corner of the hermitage. He addressed Agni and said,
"It is said that Agni, you are the witness for all oaths and promises. Tell me, is it not true that my namesake, this beautiful Pauloma, was engaged to me by her father when she was a child? Has not Bhrigu stolen her away from me unlawfully? Will it not be justified in getting her back even by force? Speak the truth."
Now Agni was in a dilemma. He feared both the Rakshasa and the great Rishi Bhrigu. So he remained silent. The Rakshasa repeated his question. So Agni finally said,
"Rakshasa Pauloma, it is certainly true that you were originally engaged to Pauloma. However, you were not married to her. She has married the sage Bhrigu and is his wife. So you have no right over her."
The Rakshasa was very angry with what Agni said. And so he assumed the form of a giant boar and in a single leap landed near the Rishi's wife. He then pulled her by force on his back and began carrying her to his home. Pauloma started crying. The tears that flowed from her eyes formed the river Vadhusara. The child of Bhrigu, who was in Pauloma's womb, was very angry with this. As the Rakshasa was still running in speed, frightened Pauloma fell on the ground and delivered a baby. The baby delivered from his mother's womb shone like that of a sun. The baby that was delivered from his mother's womb shone like the sun. The child is known by the name Chyavana, which means fallen from the womb. When the Rakshasa saw the brilliance of the baby, he was startled and left Pauloma. The next instant, the Rakshasa fell on the ground and was burned to ashes. Pauloma took her baby in her arms and began her journey home. When she reached the hermitage, sage Bhrigu was back anxiously waiting for her. When he saw her, Bhrigu said,
"How did the Rakshasa dare to carry you away? Who told your identity to that demon?"
she said. Lord, the sacrificial fire, Agni, told my identity to that Rakshasa. It was only through the power of our brilliant son Chyavana that I was rescued. Sage Bhrigu became very angry with Agni and cursed him. He said, O Agni, since you have betrayed us, I curse that people will put foul things along with the good things in the fire. Hearing this curse, Agni appeared there and said,
Guruji, what you have said is not true. I am the witness for all things that happen in this world. I cannot lie even to save my life. When the Rakshasa asked me about his engagement with your wife Pauloma, I had to tell the truth. I knew that your wife Pauloma was originally engaged by her father to the Rakshasa Pauloma, so could not lie or deny the fact. I can also curse you in return, but I shall not do so. I hold all Brahmins in high respect. I am the life force behind creation. I can multiply myself in an instant. My presence is essential for all rituals. Without my presence, the world will stop. I am the chief among priests. I am the medium of the sacrifice. How can I, who is the link between gods and men, become an eater of all things clean and unclean?
Bhrigu was still angry and refused to withdraw his curse. Agni became annoyed and decided to withdraw himself from the world. He did not appear in the ritual of sacrificial fire, nor in household fire, which involved cooking and lighting at home. The world began to suffer. Men could not do anything without fire. The devas also began to weaken, for they depended on the worship of men and needed Agni to carry Havan. In great distress, all of them went to Brahma, the Lord of creation, for help. Lord Brahma called Agni and said,
Agni, great is your power. Like me, you are immortal. You are the creator and you are the destroyer. You preserve this world. You are the Lord and Master of all ceremonies and sacrifices. It does not look good that you sulk and stop all the ceremonies in the three worlds. The devas are weakening without the havan that only you can bring them. Please do not sulk.
Agni replied,
I have been cursed by sage Bhrigu that I will eat unclean things from now on. This is an insult to me, who is very pure and has been cursed due to no fault of mine. I have resolved to never eat anything again and thus escape from the curse.
Brahma said,
I shall grant the boon to you that you shall always be pure. No matter how unclean the food that is offered to you, once it comes in contact with you, it shall turn pure. This way, the sage Bhrigu's words shall also remain true without dishonoring you.
Agni rejoiced after getting this boon and then resumed his position in all sacrifices, and the world became healthy and prosperous. So how did you like today's story? Please leave your review on gathastory.com. Listen to such amazing stories on gathastory.com. www.agniweb.com. Thank you for listening to this awesome story from Fairy Tales of India. You can listen to many such stories in English, Hindi, and soon in many other languages. To learn more, visit mlftpodcast.in. The story was narrated by Shirali Biju for Fairy Tales of India and has been produced by Gatha Story.